You know, Maury wrote words to the theme song of the Van Dyke Show. Maury Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah, you remember?
Go Chiefs!
Lou! It's the playoffs, Lou!
And the mighty Kansas City Chiefs started out strong.
Yes, they did. So that's your team throughout?
Yes.
All right. Did you watch the game?
And the Washington Redskins.
What did you think of those Bengals?
I thought they blew it.
Then they got all mad because they blew it.
Yeah, you know, that 15-yard penalty kind of helped them out at the end of the game, you know?
It was interesting spectacle, Lou. Interesting.
Yes, it
spectacle.
Was.
It was one of those things where the last minute 23 took 40 minutes to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and today I've got the Vikings and Redskins.
That's right, at noon?
Yes. Well, no. Noon is Seattle against the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I'm predicting the Viking upset.
All right, there you go. In the frozen tundra of Minnesota.
Washington's going to come into Green Bay's house and beat them.
All right.
The mighty NFC East.
I believe that the Skins will beat the Packers, too. They're on fire.
All right.
So there you go. So
there we have it.
So, Lou, we have a big schedule of upcoming events. You want to tell
us
about that?
All two things. All yes. Right. Yes. We have, what do we have? We have the second annual Bob Collins Bowling Tournament and Awards Banquet.
That would be third annual, Lou.
Third annual, which would be January 31st.
That's right. The week between the championship games and the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
That is correct.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, then our great Valentine's Day tradition here at the Sovereign will be the Joy Cook-Off.
There we go. On
yes,
the 14th.
Yes. Nothing says Valentine's Day better to your sweetheart than bringing her to the Sovereign for the chili cook-off.
The producer said she wants to see Dee Dee Dickman there.
Dee Dee Dickman? Well, I don't know. We'll see. she's not afraid of chili, I'll tell you that.
She's not afraid of chili, Lou.
Yeah.
She's just afraid of the after effects.
Oh, no. We're used to it by now. We're trained. Well-oiled machine, so to speak.
So, Lou, the NFL, the Lou Sunday NFL picks have come to a conclusion. We do have a winner, and it will be revealed on awards banquet day, correct?
What will be?
The winner of the Lou's NFL picks. We already know it.
Well, yes. And, oh, by the way,
yes.
The Cowboy.
Yes.
Big controversy here.
What? He didn't put his picks in.
And he wants to do it near the pity. He wants to go 0-13 or 0-12.
That's fine.
Yep. To stay in the regular division. He doesn't want to be Dickman.
He doesn't want to go near the Dickman. Why did he forget to put his picks in? That's not my fault.
Who am I to wonder why?
All right.
Who am I?
If I see him today, he's going to ask me personally.
Oh, stop it. Now, who's the bigger? Somebody be the bigger baby here.
All right, Lou.
All right.
What else is going on? Anything?
Let's see. We got Leon's famous Polish.
All right.
Cooking up in sauerkraut as we speak.
There you go. With Cleveland's favorite mustard?
Oh, no, we're going with traditional yellow.
All right.
That's traditional yellow. We're going old school. Old school for the playoffs.
Well, you know, everybody, it's a cold day here in Chicago. It's colder than the underneath of Lou's man boob. So.
Spit it out, Commissioner. Spit it out.
You ready for your question of the week?
I'm all ears.
Lou, the great Dick Van Dyke just turned 90 years old. What is your favorite episode of his old Dick Van Dyke show and why?
My favorite episode of the Dixie and Banks show and why?
Yes.
Wow.
Could it be I bamboozled Lou with this question of the week?
Well, no, I have to go back and think. You know, I can think of so many funny scenes, but if they're all in the same show, I have no idea. Quite honestly, who remembers a Dick Van Dyke show?
Well, obviously you don't, Lou. So.
Oh, no, no. It's definitely one that doesn't feature, you know, that whiny little Richie. I tell you what, if anybody had a bigger kid that was more pussy than that kid, I tell you, that kid was just a whiny little...
Lou's not a fan of the great actor...
Not Richie.
Larry.
No, no. Oh, come on. How can you not like Rosemarie and Maury Amsterdam?
Do you know there's...
How would you like to be working in that office?
Do you know, Lou, that there is a lyrics to the song of the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No.
Yes. Maury Amsterdam wrote those lyrics, and Dick Van Dyke sung them on his 90th birthday.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
And when were the lyrics written?
Probably the time of the show. Yeah, if Maury Amsterdam wrote them, then it was the time of the show.
Wow. And there's also lyrics to the theme song of Bonanza, too.
That's right.
One for all and all for one. Bonanza.
We've got a right to make a little fight. Bonanza.
Okay, very good. Now, when we did a Photoshop,
what?
Anybody but Little Joe.
Also, Lou, I'll put up that 90th birthday Dick Van Dyke singing the theme song on Lou Dickman.
That would be fantastic.
All right. Lou, give us your catchphrase out. It doesn't get
it. Hey, everybody, have an outstanding week. And go Chiefs!
Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's TV Channel. When you need to forget an old show, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou forgets you! We'll be right back.